It's great to get back to work this week, just like last week. We want to put Detroit game behind us. It's great to be able to get back at home this week. Also, alumni weekend. It's great to be able to go out there and compete and perform in front of some of those guys who paved the way for us and paved the way for the Vikings franchise. San Diego's a very important game this week, and we're ready.
How do you maintain that urgency that you talked about?
It's simple. It's a 24-hour rule. You put Detroit game in the past. We have to have that same mindset heading to the San Diego game. We want to start fast, convert third downs, and do things like that.
There's certain things you don't want to forget from those games, things that you can improve on or you need to change?
Definitely. Every time you watch the tape, there's something that you could have done, something you can improve on. But like I said, we want to put Detroit game in the past and focus on San Diego. Definitely. And, Phillip, he's a guy who I've seen a bunch of tape on. Coach Turner was able to coach him early in his career. And, I've seen numerous throws that Phillip Rivers make. And he's a great quarterback. And he's one of the best quarterbacks in this league.
Who do you think you're most similar to as a quarterback?
That's a tough question. Because everyone has everyone's different. And everyone has something that they bring to the table. And I watched Peyton Manning, whether he's beating you at the line of scrimmage, it's a chess match. Aaron Rodgers, he's making all the throws. Tom Brady, he's a mastermind. He's making all the throws also. He's calm in the pocket. So I just try to take different things that those guys do well and try to apply it to my game, and that's what makes me different also.
When you look back on that quick shovel pass to Adrian when the blitz was coming, how do you kind of look at how that – was that just all read and react?
Yeah, it's just, off instinct. You try to avoid negative yards and just trying to keep a play alive, trying to avoid a sack and keep a play alive. And Adrian did a great job once the ball was in his hands of just making something happen.
Teddy, can you describe what the difference is between when Adrian's in rhythm early in a game and when he's not, how it affects you as a quarterback?
I've only been able to play in two football games with Adrian, so right, and you can't really judge him off the first game because, he was coming in without playing in the preseason. So we knew that it was going to take some time for him to get going, and it was going to take some time for us to get going as a team. So, like I said, we put the San Fran game behind us. Adrian came out. He performed well for us against Detroit, and that's what we expect from Adrian. He's a guy who's done tremendous things in this league, and he's going to continue to do even bigger things for us. So, whether he's hot, it makes the game easier. And, I'm just glad to have him back there.
When you go back and look at your first, say, four or five starts last year compared to the end of last year and the beginning of this year, what's been the biggest difference for you?
The biggest difference is I'm just playing faster, thinking less, allowing the game to come to me, not trying to force throws, not trying to be too perfect. Last year, I tend to overthink things and always wanted to be right, but sometimes you just have to go out there and play the game for itself, and I think that's something that I'm doing a better job of doing.
When you looked at these first two games this year at the film, how much do you see a bunch of opportunities downfield that maybe you've missed, or is there not a lot down there and you just have to keep accepting the immediate?
There are definitely some opportunities out there, and there are going to be opportunities that come up throughout the course of the game, and we want to make sure we take advantage of them. So when those opportunities present themselves, we want to make sure we hit them. Or if a defense blows an assignment, sometimes, your progression doesn't take you to, the guy who's going to end up open on the busted coverage. But, like I said, when those opportunities present themselves, we want to make sure we take advantage of them.
Any of your receivers trying to remind you of that?
Definitely. And sometimes after the ball is thrown, I'll look at a guy and, I'll glance the field just to see, what area of the field was open and things like that.
A teenager when Adrian had the big game against the Chargers, but do you remember much from that day, and what's it like to advance yourself to where you're going to be handing the ball to him?
Oh, man, I actually don't even know what happened last time Adrian had a big game against San Diego, but I could put the tape on and just watch him run. So, we're excited heading into this game. We know that it's going to take every single one of those guys in that locker room over there to come out with the victory this week. We have to continue to just work extremely hard, execute the game plan this week, and just start fast.
Could you
perfect to however old you were?
I don't even know how old I was. Adrian's rookie year, 2007, man.
Do you remember any of that? Or?
You know, I don't even know if I was following football in 2007, NFL football. But, you know, Adrian's name is a name that I knew of when he was at Oklahoma. So, you know, but I wasn't able to follow his career early in his career. But I know that he's done some great things here in Minnesota. He's done some great things in this league, and he's going to continue to do more great things.
Does it take a while to be able to, working with a new center, with Joe, to kind of find a comfort level on when you accept his line calls and when you overrule him?
I don't think so. And the good thing about Joe is that he's a guy who's had some playing time. And then he had Sully starting in front of him and things like that. So, you know, he's a guy who tries to perfect his craft, tries to master whether it's calls in the run game or the pass game. And it just allows me, you know, it's basically like I have another Sully in front of me. And, you know, Sully's been doing a great job of, you know, just coaching him up ever since the OTAs, because you never know how the season's going to play out. So Joe's been doing a great job for us, and that entire offensive line, you know, those guys, you know, we knew we had a big task coming in last week, and those guys did a great job of just stepping up.
How much more comfortable did you feel last week versus week one, just in kind of the confidence of that offensive line?
I feel very comfortable, and you know, those guys spent a lot of time just breaking down film on Detroit, and you know, we expect that from those guys. Those guys started fast. You know, you put the tape on, you watch them when we're running the football. We have linemen down the field, getting to the second level, blocking linebackers, driving defensive linemen down the field, and that's what we like to see.
Check down on
can you repeat that?
Last week.
Can you repeat that?
What percentage of the plays that you ran last week did you have to audible out of?
You know, I can't recall. And on throughout the course of the game, and things are going to come up, and we just have to, you know, play the game as it goes.
San Diego, and people there would always talk about how mellow Norv was. Does that surprise you, given that the way that your introduction to him, how intense he is, last year especially?
Yeah, definitely, and it definitely surprised me. But, you know, I know one thing. We have a great coordinator in Coach Turner, and you know, his coaching staff, the offensive coaching staff, has been doing a great job, and it starts with Coach Zimmer. You know, he sets a message, and, you know, the coordinators, they do a great job of relaying the message to the position coaches, and the position coaches do a great job of, you know, getting the message across the players. So, you know, we're glad to have Coach Turner, you know, and I'm glad to have him as a coordinator.
And I wonder why that is. What has been your progression as from rookie to year two in the relationship you have with him?
Our relationship, you know, is only getting better, and I think he's the reason that I'm in Minnesota right now. I think he's probably the one who vouched for me to be here. And Coach Turner, you know, I appreciate everything that he's doing for us. You know, every week we come into work, we know that, you know, this game plan is going to be one that's put together for us to go out and execute and do the things that we do best. Oh, yeah, definitely. And he has some jokes that he shares. He has some stories. You know, he'll come in and talk about a play that happened back when he was with the Dallas Cowboys, and Michael Irvin and Deion Sanders, you know, those guys going at it in practice and things like that. So, you know, he has a ton of wisdom, ton of stories that he shares with us.
Was it a little bit eye-opening for you? I mean, you went through pro day and private workouts with him, and now, you know, you get to practice, and all of a sudden he kind of explodes at times?
You know, I actually like that, and because he's one of those guys, you know, he has a great personality, and it makes you appreciate him as a coach. And like I said, we're glad to have him here as our coordinator.
Hey, what job did you want the defense, Chargers defense?
Those guys, you know, they think they're second in the league in turnovers right now. They get to the football. They have some playmakers on that team, and those guys execute and, you know, run that defense to perfection. And we know it's going to be a challenge for us. You know, those guys think they do a great job on the back end and coverage and things like that, not giving up too many big plays. So we know it's going to be a challenge for us.
How would you compare Eric Weddle to Harrison?
You can't compare those guys. You know, both of those guys are special players, and both of those guys are two of the top guys at their position. You know, you put the tape on, and And Weddles, he's everywhere. He's flying across the field, you know, making tackles, you know, coming from 20 yards downfield in coverage. So he has a nose for the football. And Harrison, you know, he's the same. But, you know, you just can't compare those guys. Two different systems, two different schemes.